Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you're able to join me again as we conclude a message I've been sharing, that nothing be lost. And we've been looking at the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John, which describes the feeding of the multitude. And he had the men sit down, and he prayed and distributed the loaves and the fish to the disciples, and they distributed them to the thousands that were seated there. And in verse 12, it says, "When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." And so I want to continue on that message, but as I was getting ready to make this broadcast, the Lord just placed on my heart to pray for some of you who are listening, because your minds have been under siege. There has been such turmoil and such pressure and just a confusion and swirling of thoughts. And the Lord wants to restore a calm and a peace to your mind. He wants to give you clarity of mind. There are decisions that need to be made, but you can't make good decisions in the state you're in right now. So we are to have the mind of Christ. So if you are one of these dear brothers or sisters that are having a problem with your thoughts, and that there's just a swirl and you can't concentrate, and things just, you just see overwhelmed, your mind is a battlefield right now. Father, right now we come in the name of Jesus, and I take authority over the work of the enemy that has come against their minds. Lord, they're trying to figure out answers, solutions. They've been praying, but there's just a barrage of mental thoughts and turmoil that has just stirred them up, and they're just at their wits' ends. And so, Father, right now, I speak peace in the name of Jesus. I speak peace, a calming of those turbulent thoughts, just as Jesus spoke to the wind and the waves when the disciples were on that stormy sea of Galilee. A peace descended. Father, I pray for your peace right now to descend, and every thought to be brought into captivity unto the obedience of Christ. I take authority over the turmoil. I take authority over those conflicting thoughts, those contradictory thoughts, those confusing thoughts. And I pray right now for peace in the name of Jesus. And Lord, that you will just comfort them, strengthen them, and Father, let them wait upon you before they do anything, take any action. Lord, let them experience and walk in the strength of the Lord. I take authority over every demonic attack in Jesus' name that would oppress their minds and bring confusion of thoughts and a lack of clarity. And I pray for the mind of Christ in Jesus' precious name, wonderful name. Amen and amen. Praise God. You know, one of the reasons Satan comes against our minds so strongly is that he knows that if he can rob us of a clear mind, we are rendered ineffective for the cause of Christ, not to mention our own personal lives. You know, the mind of man is a marvelous thing. The mind of man has been able to do some amazing, wonderful things in this world in the way of science and medicine and discovery. The mind of man has been able to build giant skyscrapers. The mind of man has been able to explore the world, the depths of the sea, outer space, satellites and planets and the solar system and beyond. The mind of man has been able to build great machines and computers and ships that you know, sail the sea and fly to the moon. We've been also able to create monstrous weapons of death and destruction, which threaten the very survival of the human race. Yet as great as the mind of man is, compared with the omniscient mind of God, our minds are a very little thing. Even the brightest of us, even the geniuses, can't even begin to measure a scintilla next to the mind of Almighty God. However, when we experience the new birth, we can have a new mind as well as a new heart and spirit. But Satan works overtime to rob us of a clear mind. Going back now to that sixth chapter of John, John spoke to Philip and asked, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" But he knew exactly what he was going to do, because Jesus said this to prove Philip. Philip answers, 200 denarii, or pennyworth. The Roman denarius is a silver coin about two-thirds the size of an American quarter, worth about 16 cents, and representing an ordinary day's wages for a laborer in that day. He said, "200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little." Here we see the omnipotent mind of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the little minds of Philip and Andrew. So the great mind comes to the little minds and says, "What shall we do to feed this great multitude?" And the little mind of man says, "What can we do?" Andrew looked around, saw a little boy there with 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, and with his little mind he said, "What are these among so many?" What both Philip and Andrew forgot that day was that Jesus had made the bread that was in those barley loaves. He made the wheat. He made and created those little fishes. He's the same creator and miracle worker that is in our midst today, just as he was in their midst that day. So what the Lord wanted them to learn that day, and, beloved, what he wants us to learn today, is this, that after all, our minds, as great as they may be, they're very little minds without Christ. And those who are living without Christ as their Savior, living without repentance from their sins, living in their so-called morality, which amounts to nothing without repentance, they've really lost their minds. For without Jesus, we are lost. Without a change of life, we are lost. Another thing the Lord does not want us to lose, that nothing be lost, is our helping hands. Not only our time, not only our opportunity, but what we can do, what each of us can do in our own lives. Judas had 200 pence in his money bag, and they all had good strong arms and good strong hands. Jesus didn't say, "Now, disciples, sit down and do nothing." He said instead, "You men who have no money, you have hands, and you have hearts, and you have feet. Go, make the men sit down." And when the men were sitting down, Jesus gave the blessed bread to the disciples, and they took the bread out of the hands of Jesus. Think of that. And it was they who carried it and distributed it. They carried it over and they put it into the hands of the multitudes. Undoubtedly, the disciples probably ate last. They were served last. But they didn't go without. They didn't lose anything in their service at all. In the end, it says they had 12 basketfuls left over. 12 baskets full left over by giving their loving, helping hands to others. Think about that. You know, you've heard of the Red Sea, the Dead Sea, and it's dead because it has an inlet, but it has no outlet. And if we look around us, there are so many hurting people. The world is miserable because of its sins, and they don't even recognize their state, their spiritual condition. And it is even more miserable because of people's pure selfishness, grasping and greed and never giving. God does not only want us not to lose opportunities that come our way, but he doesn't want us to lose our helping hands. Jesus made the disciples work that day in order to feed the multitude. And you see, we are just as those disciples. We can't produce the miracle. It's God who is our provider. It's God who is the miracle worker. But just as he was demonstrating he wanted his disciples to be part of the work in feeding that hungry crowd, so we are his hands and feet, and we are his vessels. We are his spokespeople. We are his ambassadors. We are his hands and feet in the earth to demonstrate the love of God in whatever way. Jesus said that nothing be lost. So, beloved, what is it that you have? You have time. You have opportunity. You have helping hands that can distribute, if you will, the bread of life, proclaiming the gospel. Let's close in prayer. Father, Lord, we thank you that you've given us so much. In this country, Father, we've been so blessed. The poorest of the poor are rich in comparison to what others have experienced in other nations of the world. Father, you've given us soundness of mind, soundness of health. And Lord, if we're not well, you are our healer. You are our God that heals all of our diseases. So, Father, I thank you that you've given us time, you've given us opportunities, you've given us that living bread, not only for us to partake, but that we can share with others. Help us, Lord, to be faithful, steadfast servants, friends, because you've called us friends, Lord. Help us to love you as Jesus loved you and delighted to do your will. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask all of these things and give you honor and glory for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a blessing to minister to you these last several days. And if you have prayer needs, there may be some specific needs you have in your life. God has just ordained that we need to pray for one another. In doing so, we fulfill the law of Christ, bearing one another's burdens. And so I invite you to write. The announcer will give our ways that you can connect with me through email or through our mailing address. If you do email, I ask if you'd like to include your mailing address so I can respond to you personally. And of course, I will confirm receipt and we'll pray immediately for whatever need you share. I love you and I thank you for your prayers. I pray for you every day. You see a partner. I love you, pray for you, and my radio family, I do the same for you. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.